feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm John Hall. On this week's extra helping of Folk Roots Radio, we're pleased to welcome into the studio Kitchener-based singer-songwriter Luke Michelson. But before we get there, this is Luke Michelson with For You from his new album, Oh Surround Me. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Met in a crowded room, two actors in an early talking motion film. Never thought it would happen to me, but we both knew it right away. This one's for you. I know I tell you all the time, but I can't say enough, it's what you do. Together longer than any other, and we've changed more too. When I get on your nerves, I still love your nerve and your opinions too. This one's for you. I know I tell you all the time, but I can't say enough, it's what you do.
That's Luke Michelson with a song entitled For You from his new album, Oh Surround Me. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. We're overtime from 10 till 11 a.m. every Saturday for a while, probably until DJ Apostrophe comes back next September. But it's an opportunity for us to bring artists in to chat about their music. We will be airing artist interviews. We'll have live guests during this hour each week. So please stay tuned for that. If you've been listening from the start of the show, you'll notice that at the beginning of the show, I introduced Luke as singer-songwriter Luke Michelson. Well, as Luke pointed out during the song, and it's always a good time to get it out, it's actually Michelson, is that right?
Michelson.
Michelson, I can't even say that right.
Yeah.
Michelson. So tell us about your background. Where does that come from?
That name is a Belgian name, and it's a Belgian from the Dutch part of Belgium, and my dad was born in Belgium, so that's where that name came from. And I recently went to Belgium for the first time this spring and met some of my Belgian relatives who I found have musical musical genes, I guess you could say. And we actually did a house concert together, which was really fun. And I actually figured out that I don't even really know how to pronounce my last name correctly, because they pronounce it Mikilsa or something without the N. So.
Well, it's funny because I'm suddenly thinking, oh my God, that's the name for this next album. It's pronounced Mikilsen.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
It would be kind of a fun name for an album. But it's great to have you join us. You're going to be playing some songs with us in the studio. The new album is called Oh Surround Me, and we'll be talking a little later about the CD release shows that will be taking place in Toronto, but also in Kitchener. But before we get there, I always like to start an interview by talking about your background. We already know that you're originally of Belgian extraction, but tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
Well, it all happened in elementary school. I had this teacher who created a 50s and 60s rock and roll band that toured at the end of every school year. So I started off learning songs by just all the great 50s and 60s rock artists, and we did some Neil Young in there and Doors, and I actually sang a song by the Cranberries, Zombie.
Oh yeah.
When I was in grade 7 or 8, and we toured around and raised food for the local food banks, and that's how I really got into music. And then I took lessons from there and started writing music shortly after, like when I was still a tween. And then I actually started doing music more professionally when I was living here in Guelph. After finishing undergrad here at University of Guelph, I had a band called Slow King for a couple of years, and we did a full-length rock album. And then that's basically how I got into it. And after that band finished, I started just doing solo material, and this is now my third solo release.
So let's talk about the difference between being a member of a band mm-hmm. and being a solo artist. Were you the principal songwriter in the band you had, or was that something that was shared amongst the band members?
It was fairly collaborative, though I was the lead singer and pretty much got in on the writing of most of the songs, but it was collaborative between Anthony Ferreira and I, who also just lived in Guelph and then moved to Toronto. So it was a little bit more collaborative, I would say. Though sometimes I think I was more like 50% of the creative force. I'm not really sure. You'd have to ask the rest of the band if that's just my ego.
Yeah.
That thinks.
Well,
I
imagine
me.
As a performer, a healthy ego is fairly important. Otherwise, you would probably not only never put an album out, but you would never get up on stage anyway, because nobody wants to hear from me.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about being a solo performer, because now you basically are writing all the material yourself.
Right.
Obviously, there's a lot goes into that, particularly when you're at the stage in your career where you're trying to move forward. You mentioned it was the third album, but I imagine that you're still putting out albums under your own name rather than being associated with a label. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just doing completely independent right now under my own name. And I think it does give me a lot more flexibility. Basically, I can perform in many different capacities as well. Like if somebody calls me for a gig that's, say, do you want to play at our golf course rib fest and do kind of a country thing, I say absolutely, I'll be there, right? So it's a lot more flexible. But I will say that this album, Oh Surround Me, was really a much more collaborative effort, the most collaborative effort that I've made as a solo artist so far. So I have like a lot of people to thank who came in and helped me arrange the songs, my backing band and my producer. And yeah, so I will say.
Well, that's great, because we'll certainly get to that as we go through the album. I did want to talk about the track we played. That was For You, which is it's a very upbeat poppy song and mm-hmm. very anthemic. And I was actually talking to you while we were listening to it. It reminded me very much of a band that I I love, and I think they're still around, and I think they come from Maine, and that was Carbon Leaf. But that wonderful anthemic quality. You mentioned, I think, when we were actually setting up today, that you like to write in different styles and produce music in different styles. Can you talk a little bit about the intent behind that song for you?
I think, yeah, it was meant to be the poppiest offering on the album. And I wrote that song while I was living in Korea, near the end of living in Korea. And it really is dedicated to my partner, Sarah. And it was basically just a way to say, like, you know, I care about you, and hopefully this song shows it. And it just happened to lend itself probably the best out of all my songs to sort of produce it in a poppy way that could be really accessible, because, again, the meaning of it is so simple and so straightforward compared to a lot of the other songs I write. There's a lot more a lot of my other songs go in different directions throughout, whereas this song lends itself to that anthem pop style because it keeps on the same topic.
Right. Just so really
like
straight up.
An affirmation of love kind of thing.
You brought a guitar with you, so let's play another song from the album. What are you going to play for us?
Sure. I'm going to play the first track on the album. It's called Every Time I Come Home. And I play it with a pick, so you'll hear some flat picking style in here.
Sing with me, kids. Don't be afraid. It's just a conversation. I will knock all the sleep from the guts of the youth in me. I will knock all the sleep from the guts of the youth in me.
That's Luke McKeelson in the studio today. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. We're playing tracks from Luke's new album. It is entitled Oh Surround Me. And that is a beautiful song. That's the first song in the album. It's entitled Every Time I Come Home. I love the start, and I love that you picked that as the first track on the album. It's when you just play those few notes at the start. It's funny because, you know, when people come in the studio, we always have a chance to talk a little bit before we get on air. And one of the things we were talking about was how music can grab you and how that you can listen to a song and it can really sell you on an album, and particularly if it's the first song. And when I listened to this track, it really made me want to listen more, which is obviously the key, right, when you're picking that first track. Can you talk a little bit about why you decided that it was going to be the first track on the album? I mean, am I on the money there?
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, I'm really happy that it worked out, that it grabbed you, because picking the first track is maybe the most important thing. And I try to pick, like, a really strong song. So I really feel that, you know, this is one of the best songs on the album, just a bare-bones song. And kind of the way we produced it, it has this a quality where it does start with just the guitar, and then slowly instruments come in, and it builds up. And during the middle da-da-da-da-da-da part...
Very important part of the song,
yes.
The da-da-da-da part.
Yeah, that part. The choir that I have, or let's say the group vocals, we didn't actually like harmonize like a choir, but I had more than 10 of my friends come into the studio one day and do group vocals, and that was one of the tracks. So I kind of feel like this track is a really strong song. It's got a clear direction to it. It's sort of like an introduction, and it introduces everything that you're going to hear on the album, kind of.
And that's key, right? Mm-hmm. Because particularly if you, again, you want to try and get people to pick up the album. I'm just wondering in this digital age how that plays out, because I imagine, you know, if you're going to go to iTunes or somewhere online to look up a song, you might be more likely to gravitate to something like For You, which is that really poppy number. You mentioned it was probably the poppiest number on the album, rather than something like this that I would listen to and say, oh yeah, this would be a great song for my iPod. I would probably buy both, but it must change the dynamic if you're thinking about people wanting to buy music digitally rather than pick up the album copy.
Yeah, I think you've actually opened a whole other can of worms, a whole other discussion about the album platform in today's music industry. And really what I've always loved albums, and I still listen to albums. So I know there's a lot of people who just go through and play singles on their iPod and create playlists, and that's cool too. I'm not knocking that, but I'm just an album guy. Like, I love it when I can listen to an entire album from an artist and really just get into their head. So that's what I was going for with this. And you're right, like on my website, I might not feature Every Time I Come Home as the first track, you know, to represent my best recording to hook you in, you know.
Now, as interested, your vocals, there's a little Michael Stipe quality to that song.
Right.
I could, it's funny because, you know, we're name-checking people that you probably like, but also I imagine you've been compared to as well. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, I've got surprisingly, actually, when I was in the studio, the cellist who came in, Samuel Bisson, he said, "You sound a lot like Michael Stipe." And that was the first time I had ever heard that comparison, is while I was in the studio recording this album. And I couldn't be more thrilled, really, to move away from being compared to the guy from Counting Crows. I used to get compared to the guy from Counting Crows on my last full-length album, but I'm really happy to have graduated
to R.E.M.
Michael Stipe level.
That's good.
No, because I've always really respected Michael Stipe. Like, I feel like he always delivers his performances and his lyrics with integrity and that certain sort of mysterious but true quality that I like.
Do you regard yourself as a lyricist as much as a composer? I always like to ask the question, you know, what comes first, the lyrics or the music when you're working on a song? How do you work when you produce something?
Usually I do get a little bit of like a guitar part going first, and then I do consider myself like really particular as a lyricist, and I don't want to create anything that's too cliche, and I want to create things that kind of hopefully open up new pathways in your mind or maybe get you thinking about something else. So that's what I try to do with my lyrics. And so, yeah, I would say I do consider myself a lyricist.
Well, it's interesting because on the information that came with the album, Doug Paisley's name came up. And I love the way he writes.
Yeah.
You know, he writes songs that have that. You mentioned the word integrity, but I think that's really important. Are you a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to the music that you're creating then?
I don't see myself that way at all, no. If I kind of write a song and if nothing's bugging me about it, it passes, basically. So usually I'll write a song and if a month later I'm still playing it, like on my own, then it's kind of passed the test. But I wouldn't say at all I'm a perfectionist because, as you can see, nothing I've released is perfect.
Well, I think self-deprecating, definitely. We're going to let's play another song from the album. And then after that, you mentioned at the start that you really wanted to acknowledge the collaboration from
Absolutely.
Other people on this album. So we'll talk about that. But let's play a song first. What are you going to play for us?
Okay, the next song I'm going to play is a song called Derrida Says. And it was inspired by a radio interview I had heard about Jacques Derrida, the French philosopher. And I don't really know how to talk about it because I did take a few philosophy electives in university and I don't think I really understood what was going on. So
you just faked it.
Yes, basically. So here it is. The one thing I did, I guess I did probably use a lot in my English degree was deconstruction, and he's apparently the creator of that. So here it is. Lately I've been thinking of you, wondering what we're gonna do. Throwing out ideas like empty cans. I went to see that place in the woods. I think I could live out there, but isolation's no good. For you, I wonder if we could.
baby, nothing is free. 'Cause we always run out of batteries. Maybe nothing is whole. If it were, it would be dead. That's what Derrida said. Whispers from the deep dark hollow, calling out what you don't know. Imagination is the basis of all we know. And lately I've been thinking of you, wondering what we're gonna do. Throwing out ideas like empty cans, like empty cans. They don't mean a thing. Baby, nothing is free. 'Cause we always run out of batteries. Baby, nothing is whole. If it were, it would be dead. That's what Derrida said.
That's Luke McKeelson in the studio this morning for Folk Roots Radio Overtime. We're talking about his new album, Oh, Surround Me, and that track was Derrida Says. Great to have you join us today. I feel like I'm learning something because, unfortunately, I went to school for science, so it's like I have this really, which is funny because there's philosophy in there, but nobody said, Jan, you should take a philosophy course. So I'm kind of a little clueless when it comes to philosophers, but which is one of the reasons why it's good when you have people like you come in and say, I've written this song about Aristotle or whatever. Yeah. It's great to have you in here with playing music like that. Let's talk about the people that collaborated with you, because no album like this gets produced without the support of a lot of people. And we started this interview talking about the fact that you are a solo singer-songwriter predominantly now. So tell us a little bit about the recording process and the people that you were working with.
Well, the whole exciting thing that got this album rolling was the Ontario Arts Council grant that I got for full-length recording. So thanks to the Ontario Arts Council, I'm really grateful. Part of my application to get that grant was basically saying, look, I need to get some musicians to help me arrange these songs so I can do a nice, fully arranged, fully produced album. So I was lucky enough to have some great people in Kitchener help me out. 2 months before we went into the studio, they workshopped the songs with me. They'd come over once a week. We'd go down into my dungeon basement and work out arrangements for the songs. So Jeff Woods helped me put together the band. He's the gentleman who used to run the Trepid House in Waterloo, and he did all the synth parts and actually really helped me put together the rest of the band, who is Owen Cherry, who's originally from Rockwood, but now lives in Waterloo. And Milos Sikora played bass, and he is a former member of Knock Knock Ginger, the Waterloo band. And now all three of those guys who helped me are actually in a band called Catlantis. And they've recently released an album as well. So yeah, I just wanted to really say thank you to them, because they totally wrote their own parts and everything. That's how I approached it. I said, here are my songs, and I want it to be, basically I gave them a few constraints. Like, I want it to be sparse. I want it to be rocky, poppy. But really I didn't give them much to go on, and that's the way I like to do it. I want people to be able to do their own creative thing.
Now, do you get to play with these people a lot? We started the conversation talking about the differences between being a band member and part of the collaboration that exists there, and then becoming the solo artist who is the creative force behind everything. You've already said, well, I'm the creative force behind this album, but without the help of all these other people, it would never have turned out as well as it did. When you are performing, how does that change things? I mean, how often are you playing with a band versus playing solo?
Well, we do have a few full band shows coming up, so we are rehearsing again as that band. So on November 27th in Toronto, we're doing a CD release show at the Cameron House, and I'm going to have that backing band with me. And we're also going to play a CD release show in Kitchener at the Boathouse, if it's open, on December
13th. Well, hoping it will be.
Yeah.
That's December the 13th?
Yes. And actually, locally here in Guelph, I recently booked a gig with, again, the backing band, kind of as a warm-up show for the Kitchener release. And it's at Van Gogh's first floor. And we're actually looking for a local supporting act to play with us. So if anyone out there in Guelph is listening right now and knows somebody, please contact me through my website, lukemckilson.com. And yeah, we could get a nice matchup and a local band on the bill. That'd be good.
Oh, that would be great. So what date is the show at Van Gogh's?
It's on December 12th. It's a Friday.
So the night before. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hopefully there will be people listening, and we'll certainly put the word out at the end of the show that you're looking for a support for Van Gogh's that night, and then you'll be inundated.
Yes.
With
Do you
people.
Think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the production on the album. I don't know if you mentioned that side of things, because production is a huge thing.
It is.
Getting that album out that people like myself will pick up, start listening, and keep listening. We mentioned the importance of the first track. But also, the production is very important as well. And it's always good when I have a musician in the studio just to talk a little bit about that side of making the album.
Yeah, so the producer, his name's Mike Langford, and you can check out his website. It's heylangford.com. And he has his own studio space in Kensington Market, and it's just above Graffiti's Bar in Kensington Market. And it's kind of fun because it's a studio. He calls it the Pawn Shop, but it used to be called Kensington Sound. And there was like the I don't know what went on in there, but I'm sure there's some great stories. Apparently Anne Murray recorded there, and Sharon Lois and Bram recorded there. So there's been some great children's albums, and that's something I'd
Bananas
like to
in
do.
Pajamas.
Yeah. So the production that Mike Langford does for me is just, I've always loved it because he's a super hard worker, and a lot of people don't understand like the amount of time and dedication that goes into, first of all, getting the right take. So we could do, I'd love to say that I get the first take perfect every time, but it's not true. Mike really kind of pushes me in a not so in a not so forceful way to get the best performance out, and kind of keeps the like a certain level of standard. So like if it's not sounding as good as Michael Stipe, then we don't put that track on the album. Yeah, no, but basically we have a great working relationship. I've made all of my albums with him, so we really know how each other works, and we basically have a lot of fun together. And like the whole mood of making this album was just nothing but like a feeling of, this is so fun, we're producing a beautiful product and we're making something worthwhile. And just throughout the whole production, I think he's able to keep you keep your ego up there and say it's going to turn out great, you know. And I think as far as how he creates the sounds and all of that, I can't really speak too much to that, but I would say go check out heylangford.com and see some of the other bands that he's produced. He produces a lot of rock stuff, and he mixes for a lot of bands from the States. So he's definitely my go-to guy.
No, that's great. Let's play another track. What are you going to play for us this time?
This time I'm actually going to play a song off my bonus 5-song acoustic EP, which goes out to all the core supporters who helped me with the crowdfunding for this album. So I am a little bit late on getting that 5-song acoustic EP out to you. I said I was going to get it out to you in September, and now it's November, and I do sincerely apologize. And basically it's just sitting there waiting for my ego to say it's okay. So you should be getting it in a couple weeks. So this song is going to be the first song on that bonus EP that I'm releasing for all you super awesome core supporters.
So what's the name of this?
The song's called Wanderer.
Wanderer. This is Luke Mikkelsen on Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Black flies buzz as we unload the boat. It's 2 p.m. and we're on the rocks. The sun is rising to the top. We both know, but we won't say. There is something between us. 'Cause I can feel it, but I won't talk. Just go swimming, 'cause it's way too hard. I'm a wanderer under busy signs and lights. And I wonder why cities hide their stars at night. Middle of the river, aim the bow, pick a tree off in the distance. With the paddle in and the sun on your skin, draw the letter J in the water. The lake, you won't have to say it. There'll be no mistake in it. Back in the city at a red light, we won't feel like we do tonight. I'm a wanderer under busy signs and lights. And I wonder why cities drown their stars at night.
That's Luke McKeelson live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. Now, we're talking about the new album, Oh Surround Me, that Luke's just about to release. That was a song, Wanderer, from a five-track EP, which is available to everybody that crowdfunded. But what happens if somebody listened to that song today and loved it so much they would like to get a copy too? How would they manage that?
Oh, they could just email me.
You're going to make it harder than that. Say, well, let me see if
okay.
I can find one.
You're going to have to email me with a video of you playing a beautiful song. Okay. That's going to be too hard. Okay. I'll pretend like, no, you can't get it. It's too late.
Yeah.
Too bad. You'll have to support my next album.
But you'll definitely be able to give people, if they're interested in getting a copy of the songs.
Yeah. I think if you go to the length of emailing me and saying, can I please have those songs, then I will say, yes, please order my CD, and then I'll send you those songs.
That
How about
sounds
that?
Great. That sounds a wonderful, wonderful deal. We're rapidly getting to the end of the show, so I'm going to have you play one final song very shortly. But I think it would be fun just to remind people of the dates, because the CD launches take place in Toronto and in Kitchener.
Right.
What's the Toronto date again?
The Toronto date is Thursday, November 27th at Cameron House. And Ken Yates, the singer-songwriter from London, Ontario, is doing a co-bill with me at that show. And then the Kitchener release is at the Boathouse on Saturday, December 13th. And if you want to catch me more locally, if you're from Cambridge, I'm playing November 26th. It's a Wednesday night for the Backlot Sessions at Monogram Cafe. So that's November 26th in Cambridge. And I'm playing December 12th in Guelph at Van Gogh's Ear. And again, I'm looking for a local supporting act. So please email me through my website. And my last name is spelled M-I-C-H-I-E-L-S-E-N, LukeMcKeelson.com.
That's good. I still think it sounds Scottish rather than from Belgium, but we'll...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned, I think, crowdfunding as well. So you got money from the Ontario Arts Council, and then you also raised a little bit as well through crowdfunding. Is that how things worked?
That's right. Yeah, I did a campaign on my own website. So I copied the format of things like Indiegogo and Kickstarter and actually did all the back end work myself and set it up on LukeMcKeelson.com with all the rewards and a video explaining what the money was going towards. And I was able to raise $6,000 from my supporters, and I had about 105 people backing the project. So it was a huge, huge, huge success. And again, I'm so grateful for the people who want me to do this and support me.
How well do you think that works compared to things like Indiegogo and Kickstarter? Because it's interesting to hear somebody, you sound like you've been pretty successful in using crowdfunding, but doing it your own way.
I think really it is just the story that you put into it, and just your fan base. Like if I had done it on Indiegogo, I probably would have achieved similar results. But this way, Indiegogo didn't take 6% of the profits for running the platform. I just was able to keep more of of the dollars that my supporters were putting towards the project. So,
which is a significant issue at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. This album you're releasing just now, are you planning on taking it on tour in the coming months? What are the plans for the next 6 to 12 months after that?
For the next 6 to 12 months after this, I am, well, for most of the winter, I'm going to do a lot of planning. So there are big announcements coming up. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. So we expect to see a lot more Luke Mikkelsen out on the road next year.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Let's play one more live song. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the sort of pseudo title track off the album, and I say pseudo title track because the album is called Oh Surround Me, but the title track is Pine Needles, which has the lyrics Oh Surround Me in it. So I actually wrote the song Pine Needles well before I decided to title the album Oh Surround Me, but I figured they were kind of those lyrics in Pine Needles, Oh Surround Me, were the perfect lyrics to sum up what I was trying to do with this album, which was to just get more people involved with my music and try to reach more people and ask people to just kind of give me some support. But it's more, the Oh Surround Me thing is more than just asking for support for my music. It's just, it's kind of also a personal thing, personal relationships and friends, and it's basically kind of like let's get together. So this song is called Pine Needles, and hopefully it'll explain things a lot better than I just explained them. Okay. Coffee in the morning doesn't clear the frog in my throat, doesn't serve to wake me. I leave that to the sound of the crows. I don't spend time swimming in my thoughts. It's not thinking that created sky and rock. And I stop thinking that anything revolves around me. Oh, surround me. And when I stand, there will be pine needles on my knees. Rather than noontime, I'll go back into night, so you don't know where I am, just that I am alive. Now it's evening at the base of this tree, and I am still here, no one's coming for me. And I stop thinking that anything revolves around me. Oh, surround me. And when I stand, there will be pine needles on my knees. When they fall off, you will see indentations on me. Indentations.
knees. On my knees. Oh, surround me. 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 Oh, surround me.
That's Luke McKeelson live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. That was a song entitled Pine Needles from his new album, Oh, Surround Me. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you very
that
much.
Was beautiful. It's funny, I didn't actually realize when I was listening. I was listening to the album again last night, and I thought, oh, yeah, that must be the title track. But I was listening on my computer, so I wasn't actually paying attention as to what the title was when it came up. It's been great having you join us today. We've got time for one more song. We're going to play that from the album. But I do want to give you a chance just to remind people how they can learn more about your music.
Okay, so number one, you can go to my website, which is lukemckeelson.com. And again, you spell that M-I-C-H-I-E-L-S-E-N. And if you want to learn more and read better descriptions of what these songs are about, I'm actually posting a description and a story behind every single song on the new album on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/lukemckeelsonmusic. So just search Luke McKeelson Music, and you're going to find out a lot about me.
That's wonderful. It's been great to have you in today. We're going to finish today with a song from the album. It's entitled Hypothermia from the album Oh, Surround Me. Very quickly, tell us a little bit about what it's about.
This song is just about kind of having frozen emotions, basically, and being in a time where you don't really want to face the realities that you're going through.
That's wonderful. Luke McKeelson, it's been a pleasure having you join us today. Hypothermia from Oh, Surround Me. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.